Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margaritas shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, well, welcome everybody. It's a Monday here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I really am Brian, and that over there is really Luke.
The defender of the universe is back. He returns.
I have brought back, and I have realized that these scissors here in that sit here in this little cubby here have the same pattern as my luggage that I used a lot when I was in Disney this past week. We'll get to that very shortly. But yeah, I'm back. I'm here broadcasting in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. You're out in Madison broadcasting on 1580 AM. That's WTTN as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can choose to listen to the Waukesha stream or the WTTN stream. I can tell you the only difference is really the commercials and maybe Earl in the Morning. But other than that, pretty awesome.
Similar streams, and you can download that app wherever fine apps are downloaded on your smart devices.
Truth be told. But yeah, I'm back, guys. I made it back. I'm surviving. I went to the happiest place on Earth, and I contemplated existence, and now I'm back.
Now you're back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got some time in the sun, my friend, and hopefully that good weather you had down there will be coming our way shortly.
Yeah, I got to tell you, having a whole bunch of vitamin D for a really long time felt really good, and then when you were automatically deprived of it for a couple days afterwards, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. That plus a steady hangover. I made it through drinking around the world. That's pretty much the only thing that made it through drinking around the world because, that was a fun time. But I got to tell you, we had a great time. It was Amy's 50th. I got to see my daughter pretty much just explode with joy. That place is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been, but it's one of those. You'll sit there. I went to Rise of the Resistance, right? The newest Star Wars ride.
Okay.
And it's an immersive, like, 10 to 15 minute experience once you're in the ride. It's really good, and it's really amazing. It's mind-blowing, right? But you wait in line for at least two hours, sometimes two and a half at the time, and the heat in the sun, and sometimes they have fans and sometimes they don't. And on top of that, there's this lightning lane thing, which they haven't really gotten. It's a new thing.
The fast pass thing used to be
a fast pass, but now it's a lightning lane. And it's out of control because they have a steady stream of people coming through, and they haven't really done a good job of mitigating it. So there's basically the peasant lane, which is what you sit in, or the privileged folk that go through, and Disney shouldn't let people feel that way. But anyway, you get to the point where you get to the ride finally and you're so just done, you're like, this better be freaking amazing. And somehow Disney every single time
delivers.
Yeah. And you exit there going, let's do it again.
Let's go stand that 2 hour line one more time.
My friends and I planned a time to go down there just to go to Hollywood Studios and go back and forth between the new Guardians ride and the Rise of the Resistance ride. Just go back and forth until you can't go anymore. And sure, if you throw in a Millennium Falcon ride, I'm good to go. You know, because it's amazing because like there's fireworks at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, big fireworks display. And people gather in the square when there's going to happen really early on, and they sit there and wait and get their spaces set up and stuff. And I was hot, and I was done at the end of my rope, and I had seen one too many DeSantis T-shirts that day. actually, I really didn't see that many, maybe one or two the whole time.
It doesn't take a lot, though, does it?
But it's more like one of those, why would you wear that to the park? Like, I'd still be mad at if someone wore an Obama shirt to the park, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like I saw someone.
Why is that your choice? Yeah,
someone had a defund the police shirt at Disney, and I'm like, that's not a good place to wear that. It's Disney. Come on, you know that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I was at the end of my rope, and at the end of the day, and we're all trying to save. We're trying to eat and try to stay cool and stay alive long enough to watch the fireworks display, right? And this group of folks comes over and sits basically on my foot. And I'm trying to be as as possible. And I got to tell you, so I got to the point, and I'm telling this story because the payoff is really great, because I had a lot of, let's say, walking that day and a lot of things to have.
As you tend to do when you're at Disney.
I digested a lot of things, and I had some gas built up, and this lady who had sat on my foot also had worked her way around to somehow sitting inside of my rear end. And I am not even joking. Like, I would, like, I don't understand why anyone would want to do that. I'm married to someone and I haven't asked her to and I won't ask her to, that type of thing. Why? Do you need a space that bad that you have to do that? So I just let it go. I let it go like an inch away from her face that was for some reason. Like, I did my best to stay where I was. She came to me, is all I'm telling you.
And that she was not social distancing.
She got what she deserved, frankly. And I only wish I had a mirror, because Amy saw it, and I mouthed to her that I did it, and then she said, "Oh, everyone knows."
Yeah, it was. It
spread around the group,
sad.
And it was one of those moments of where the wind wasn't blowing and the air was stagnant, and it was great.
Happiest place on earth for that lady for the fireworks.
For me, it was great because I finally had a way to passively kind of just be there. You go
see, and but I don't know how I'm going to adjust to things like going to, say, an amusement park after COVID, Brian, because really
I saw people taking precautions and I was like,
it's not even like a precaution thing. It's almost like I go to now any large event, like going to the farmer's market around the square here in Madison. That almost is a little, it's like, oh geez, I haven't been around this many people in went to the concert at the Sylvie, and I was, it's still weird for me to wrap my head around now getting back to normal and going to large events like that. So I have a feeling Disney would be one of those things. But the last thing I'm going to do when I do go and re-assimilate to, say, an amusement park after this pandemic, the last thing I'm going to do is try to sit on somebody's foot and be that close.
But to sit inside of someone's rear end. Like, I was standing, she was behind me and sitting on the ground and had worked her way back. I didn't move because I was standing on the same line. I made sure I was because sometimes, you know, you lose place or whatever.
Yeah.
I did not move. I was still on the same line. She had worked her way into my rear. I don't understand. But anyway, even at my sourest point at that moment, a couple, like, they kept on like teasing 5 minutes. All right, it's going to be 10 minutes. It's going to be another 10 minutes. We're going to start the show. And they finally started the show and it totally blew me away. And I'm a cynic anyway, and I still was like, I believe in the magic. You know, everybody left there everybody gathered there in anger and frustration and heat in anticipation of something, and everybody got paid off, and it was great. And it's really interesting that Disney can do that type of thing where they can, like, you can see it and look at it as the most commercialistic, you know, capturing and just sucking your money out of you type of thing. But at the same time, they actually do a really good job of artistry, craft. You walk through that that immersive experience. You walk through, just not even going on the rides, you walk through the Star Wars area, you feel like you are in some sort of Star Wars base. It is really well done from a details to the top down type of thing, and can't say enough about it. But also, there's 100 million things you can say about it, like, wow, what a conglomerate it is.
Well, yeah, it is. I think some of the work that they're putting out, I mean, I'm all caught up. I'm not going to put any spoilers out there for Moon Knight, which is Disney's most recent Marvel edition on Disney Plus. Fantastic series. 5 episodes in out of the 6 episodes. Tremendous. All the work that Disney's doing is incredible, but you could still have pause for how large of a company it's become. You kind of get a little bit of a chuckle sometimes, too, because one of the headlines over the weekend is Disney is pretty much telling Ron DeSantis and the Republicans down in Florida, no. No, you're not going to dissolve this special tax. There's a lot of there to be there still.
So much going on there, but the Governor DeSantis said to go to war with Disney pretty much. And
I find it fascinating because going to war with, say, the largest employer of the state that, you know, in any state that could be pretty uphill task, but in the state of Florida, that being Disney, that's going to be really interesting to see how that one plays out, Brian.
On the front gates still going into Magic Kingdom, we saw protesters there. There were maybe dozens of them.
Just a couple dozen?
And a couple, maybe a dozen.
Maybe a dozen? Not
they
even
had, they
not
had
even
signs
two dozen?
And maybe a balloon or two. And You know, their presence was definitely noted that they were there.
They were there.
And that's there. Pretty much it.
That sounds about right. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Brian back in the driver's seat this week, back from his Disney vacation. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to catch Brian up on the headlines as well, because yeah. Brian, we missed it. We were supposed to have a moving truck ready to go, but you were off on vacation, so I
told everyone that he got to do that without me.
I didn't have the manpower myself, so we did not show up to Gableman's office
that's fine.
In Brookfield.
Boss sent a moving van, I'm assuming, right?
He did, but then he called it off, apparently. Oh. He called it off because Voss now has extended
it. Oh, so now, not only has he extended it, but also we're now going to get it charged with a late charge or a cancellation fee for the U-Haul that we didn't bring? Great.
I didn't put it. I put it in Voss's name though, so we're all good. No charges coming our way.
Good, great. Taxpayers though.
Taxpayers. Yes.
Screw you, taxpayers.
We are still going to get caught up on that tax bill because, well, in his statement last week extending the review, Brian, Voss did say that he was going to do it in a matter of being good stewards of taxpayer money.
Sure.
Which is. Sure. I think it means Gableman's taking a pay cut. I'm not quite sure yet, but we're going to see what those receipts all total up to be, because there's a lot of people doing some reporting on the exact total that Wisconsin taxpayers have spent already.
I guess we'll see who's boss and who pretty soon.
We're going to see who's who, because it seems like Gableman can get whatever he wants when he goes to the right-wing echo chambers like Steve Bannon's podcast and telling the former guy to put some pressure and heat on there, because it's really interesting. Voss's primary opponent was at the event with Gableman this last weekend then. So maybe we'll dive into a little bit more of that story. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
That party is fracturing, man.
Well, it's Republicans in disarray, but you'd be amazed to hear it from some of the reporters here in the state of Wisconsin, because they're more like, well, Evers is launching his re-election bid, but does he really know how to bring people together? When that's something that Evers quotes in his newest campaign ad. So we'll dive into that as well as your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. And Brian, it's May.
It's gonna be May. Hey, why can't you walk, Tony Evers? Then don't blame me for breaking your feet right now. Why can't you walk?
Walk farther. Walk. Do better. Do more. Get to love somebody.
Guess what? Guess what? It's gonna be May.
We need you. Hell, I need you. Don't mess without you.